Welcome to The Grow Show, where we speak with leading business experts to help you grow yourself, grow your business, and grow your community. Now, here's your host, Gary Jones.
Hey, folks, and welcome to this really special kick-ass episode of The Grow Show. And it's really kick-ass special because my guest today is the fantastic Callum Nicholson. Now, we are going to be talking about so much cool stuff that I just want you to remember one thing today, and that is, please, after this episode, contact Callum. Connect with him on social media, check out his website or any social links that he does. But please, welcome to The Grow Show. Callum, how are you doing today?
Hello, gorgeous. Yeah, I'm pretty damn fine, actually. Thank you.
Good.
Powering through. But yeah, no, I'm really, really good.
Good. Now, for the people who don't know who Callum is, he's a business coach. He's a mentor. He's a motivational speaker. He's a networking addict, school governor, and he's from Yorkshire.
Yep.
Have I missed anything there?
I've got a magazine printing soon.
magazine
businesses. I'm a bit of a business whore.
But when we were talking about before what we're going to talk about on this podcast and this video, there's one thing that really shines out when I talk to you, and that's your energy, your personal branding, your business branding, and you know who you are and you're true to yourself. So, Callum, how did you get into everything that you're doing? Tell us where it all started.
Ooh, okay. Basically, so from the age of 13, I've worked at a local small independent dog rescue near me. And there's a reason why I always mention this. And it's basically, you know, I was there every Saturday. Other kids were out with a mate, doing whatever. I'm in this charity shop working with 80-year-old women. And I absolutely loved it. And I started to learn the contracts, the fundraising, all the aspects of running essentially a charity. But obviously, that's a business, because I was fascinated by the working behind the scenes. And what kind of made me realize, and I've only started really talking about this, I'd say the past few months, is one of the main ladies, Val, who I'm like her adopted son. She's an awesome woman. Like, she used to race cars in cornfields. And she's an awesome, her dad used to be in a jazz band, so she's traveled the country. She is a character. But so basically, she was at this event for young people. And she was at this event for young people, and she basically said, right, that young man at the back that's with us, if he doesn't have his own business by the age of 30, I don't know what he's playing at. And I was like, damn, like, Christ, no pressure there. But, you know, I'm 25 tomorrow. Yeah. Just pointing that out, you can, yeah. I don't know why I'm saying I'm 25 already. Anyway, so with that, I started going down other routes. My background's hospitality and catering. I always was in management roles. I always was into training. I was always into helping people. So I was into helping the business that I worked for, you know, especially independent businesses, not corporate. And that's kind of where it stemmed from. And then I've always wanted to run my own business. I realized there was a market for this retail business idea I had, which was selling eco-friendly products. Went down that route, got loads of marketing. This is really in a nutshell, got loads of marketing from the local media. Loads. I was quite privileged, actually. And with that, people popping up left, right, and center, customers, friends of friends, putting friends in touch with me. How did you do it? How did you get fundraising? How did you learn to write a business plan? How did you do all this shit? And I was like, yeah, okay, well, I'll tell you. Don't bother me. I'm helping people. And then I remember specifically one of my friends, I got him into networking, business networking, etc. And he came to me one day and he was like, oh, Callum, how much would you charge for like 3 hours of your time? I said, charge? Just buy me a fucking Nando's. Like, what do you mean charge? Like, it's good chicken, it's bottomless Coke, and we're not going to get rushed out. And he was like, no, Callum, like, you've been helping me for like 3 months now. You've put me networking. I've come across business coaches and they are nothing like you. You know, you are straight talking. You imagine people's businesses as if it was your own. And I was like, yeah. I was like, I do actually, because I'm like, right, if it was me, I kind of imagine like when you're trying to get like taste from the air, you know, when you're kind of thinking, I'm like, if I was me, I'd do this, I'd do that, like pulling things out of thin air. Yeah. And it was like, yeah, that's you. So in a nutshell, that's how I got into coaching. Then I didn't really build on it until March 2020, when obviously the big C word slid into our DMs. And I kind of was like, right, I'm going to focus on this. People need help now. And this is giving me the chance to grow something that I'm really passionate about. And it blew up. It took about 3 months to discover how I wanted to be. People saying, got to be this way, got to be that way. But then, quite literally, like we said before we started this, I learned the power of being myself. Like, and it works. It really works. So that's how I got into coaching.
I love it. Love it. Because to be fair, when I first started kind of helping people with marketing, it's exactly the same for me. You know, I just literally started talking to people, and for years, and to be fair, I still do it. If I had £1 million and I was financially okay and I didn't have to worry about anything, I'd do it all through, because I just want to share my knowledge. And I get that impression with you as well. And that's how, and it's so refreshing to hear that. It's so refreshing to hear that.
To be fair, a really good kind of example of what you just said is a current client at the moment of recording this, they're going for a complete business shift. You know, it's, they're not changing the business. They're just shifting everything around. We're moving things about, basically breaking up the jigsaw, smashing it up and putting the pieces back together. And one of them is the social media. And I'm no social media expert. But with that, and I'm like, look, I've done this research. This is what I found for you. In my own time, you know, I've found all this for you. Look at this. Let's do it. I don't have the time and I can't afford to hire my VA for it. So I'm just going to have to do it as and when I can. Give me access to your social media. I'll do it for you. And I've done it for them. And they're like, and I'm like, it's fine. If you don't have the time or the money to hire more people because of the whatever's going on, you know, it's like, it still needs to get fucking done. Like, by the way, can I swear on this podcast or not?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, it needs to get fucking done. Like, you know, it needs to. There's no other word or way of going about it. Whether you wait a week, a month, or a year to do it, you're gonna have to fucking do it at some point. And one of them was even changing the social media handles because it was completely different to the business name. And he was like, yeah, but why does that need changing? And I'm like, because it does. And with that, they went, yeah, you're right. It's not fluid, is it? Don't follow through. I'm like, no, I'm right. I'll do it for you. And he's like, all right, okay. But I know there's one word that I talk about a lot, and that word is credibility. And the fact that he will and does tells people about how I help him and how I go above and beyond for him. I don't do that as a marketing strategy. It naturally markets myself. I do that because I'm a human and that's the way I am. And that is the way I am. That is, once again, the power of being me, you know, power of being yourself. That is me. That's how I am. And I like helping people and I always have done it.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. Now, I just want to kind of delve into the EcoShed and how you kind of first started it. Was that at a time when people kind of were getting into it, or were you a pioneer of it? You know, how was the market at that time?
I owe everything to the EcoShed, which is my original retail business. I still do have that at the moment, but, you know, once again, at the time of this getting recorded, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I launched it because my father always taught me, I don't mind calling him father, my dad. Basically, I come from a fishing background from Hull in Yorkshire, fishing heritage through and through, right back to the fact one of the fishing trawlers that is a museum in the logbook on the ship is actually my granddad's signature because he worked on that fishing trawler. I'm my dad's a fish filleter to this day. I am embedded. I'm very, very lucky. And he always taught me to care for the oceans. You know, he's a fisherman. He's like, I want to catch a fish, not a plastic bag. And he's always been a stickler for recycling and everything. I've always been hardcore into, once again, sorry, I won't say hardcore, but he's always been into it. He's always wanted to do the best he could. And when I was looking at, I wanted to start my own business, what does Hull not have that I am passionate about or want to grow my passion of? And that was caring for the environment. And I was like, okay. And the best part about starting the EcoShed was that the store was my level of knowledge. So people used to come and was like, do you know anything about this? And I'd be like, no, come back next week, leave it with me. And they go, right, okay. And I'd say, message me on social media, send me an email. I'll find it out for you one way or another. Because I built my own little network through social media of eco businesses around the UK. And I'd ask them, do you know anything about this? Do you know anything about that? Do you know where I can get this? Do you know where I can get that? And they would. And I'd go, right, there you go. That's to the customer. So I grew the EcoShed along with my knowledge. The business model of the EcoShed was we supported small businesses by being one. And by that, I mean all of our suppliers were small independent businesses around the UK. Either that be our original first ever stockist of my bamboo toothbrushes, Zero Waste Club, and both the owners were going for university at the time of doing it. They're now global. Like, they're not massive, but they're now global, a global business. Like, that is insane. And they just started doing it for a uni to give them extra money. And I think they also did it as part of their project for one of their courses. And it just all intertwined. It was perfect. I've got families, so I know that I'm paying for someone's daughter's dance lessons. normally, you know, paying for someone's dance lessons and stuff. And it was really, really cool. Don't get me wrong, delivery costs absolutely screwed me over, but it was worth it. And that's how the EcoShed went. I didn't realize how much of a burning passion I had. It was more something I wanted to educate myself on more, but also where the local area where I was, there was nothing there for people to educate themselves with either, without shopping online, basically. There was nothing on the high street.
No. And there's so many great points about what you've said. But the sheer fact that you understood about building communities from that stage, because obviously you had the network of kind of small retailers, you knew who your customers were. And actually, it was about you learning at the same time as a business, which is ideal. I can remember having a conversation years ago with someone, and they said to me, well, do you know how to do that? And I said, no, but give me 2 weeks and I will be. And it's that kind of drive, that growth, that kind of you, that's, you can't replicate that. You've got to have that in you to start off with.
Exactly.
Or you've got to know about it and see the opportunity, and then you can activate that yourself.
Exactly. And see, I love learning, which ties in really well with the name of this podcast. You know, I love growing. I love learning. And when I've had a normal job, air quote, you know, it's I've actually left jobs when I'm not able to learn anymore. And that's pretty much the main reason. I'm bored. I'm stagnant.
Yeah.
And that's the bit of being self-employed. A new day is genuine, without sounding like your granddad, is a new day to learn new things. And I love it when I get a new client and I don't know how to do their job. I don't know how their business work. I know how they work. I know what they want to do. But for example, with a graphic designer, I know jack shit about graphic design, you know? So I kind of learn from them about graphic design because then I can help them grow their business. But then it turns out that when I learn that, I talk to one of my other clients and I'm like, oh, you've not done this with your graphic design. You're not doing this with your marketing. Why are you not doing this? Why? And they're like, God, you're clued up. I'm like, no, I've got a client that does it. And I've just learned off them. Yeah. So once again, I'm even plugging that client. They're like, oh, can you connect me with them? I'm like, yeah, of course I can.
Yeah.
So I'm constantly growing as much as I can.
So, and that comes really nicely to Quack. So where did Quack come from? What is Quack? Because just before this, we were on Quack TV. I was on your TV show. You see, you got a magazine. What the hell is Quack?
So my name is Callum Vakir. And it's quite nice that I've always had to say that from. I'm one of them people that's gone through a gift shop at Alton Towers and never found anything with the name on, right? That
is
And
That's your level. Yeah, that's where you're
at. One day there will be something in a gift shop. That and Siobhan, you know, the two names you never get. And yeah. So basically, I have always referred to, hi, I'm Callum Vakir. Hi, I'm Callum Vakir. Because it is one of them names you always have to say that way. You know, it's different when you get, hi, I'm Holly with a Y. Okay. Like, you know, it's, what's the difference? Well, it's with an IE. No, Callum with a K is completely different. And I was like, right, I'm going to stick with that. I've always been referred to as that. And one day I think I was pissed, if I'm honest. I think I was catatonic. And I just kind of went, Callum with a K, that stands for Quack, K-W-A-K. I was like, oh, I'm a personal brand. So my name now makes me money. And the talks part, so my business name is Quack Talks. And the talks part is because everything I do involves talking. And one of the biggest things that I actually learned from a random person in a networking group was talking about people's passions. And, you know, when you find these people that are like, oh, I don't know what I want to do with my life. I don't know what I'm good at. The person said, if you ever meet someone like that, tell them to ask their parents or their guardian, you know, whoever brought them up, because they will know. And my mum said to me, you know, Callum, there's one thing that you always did in school and you was always told off on, that was talking. She went, you've always talked. You just always have. I was like, right, okay. She went, you've got a voice and you make sure it is heard. You don't dominate, you just make sure it is heard. So I was like, well, Quack Talks, Callum with a K Talks, Callum Talks. I think it all ties pretty well together. So that's where it came from. And that does tie in with the coaching, the speaking. You know, when I launch my podcast in the future, anything I do, nine times out of ten, involves talking. So that's where it came from.
Brilliant. And again, it goes back to what you're saying about being the power of you. You know, that's, you know who you are, you know your identity. So therefore you are literally 100% you. And why not? Why the hell not? You can't be anyone else. You are you.
Yeah, to be fair, I do kind of say one thing with that is, you know, people go to me, oh, you're very on brand. You're very on brand, you're very on brand, you're very on brand. And I go, I'm not on brand, I am my brand. You know, I am me. This is me. What you see is what you get. I'm a prat. I'm an idiot, but I'm fucking good at what I do. And the reason I can say that without sounding arrogant or big-headed is because why would I do it if I wasn't? And I make sure that I'm good at it. You know, you do this. You know, you help people marketing. You're good at it. If you wasn't good at it, you wouldn't do it. People wouldn't hire you. And like, oh, and like, yeah, I'm a business coach in my early 20s because I've ran several businesses and earned and run several businesses. Oh, right. I'm like, I'm not one of these other coaches that I'll wake up today and become a business coach. I'll read a few books. You know, I've never read a coaching book, unpopular opinion. Never read one because everything I give is from my own experience.
So I've got a question for you. And it's slightly kind of not off topic, but I go through stages of intense learning where I read, I watch TED Talks, you know, and it all goes into my mind. But then I need a bit of time afterwards for everything to seep down, to actually come to fore, because I'm just absorbing far, far too much. And I've got a theory that actually, if you didn't absorb anything and you literally just went on experiences, just like you said, mm-hmm. you would learn so much more and a lot quicker pace because you haven't got those distractions. And actually, by those intense periods of learning, in some ways it might be doing me good, in some ways it might not be, but actually your distractions and your learning and your experiences, you can't buy that in a business book. It would make a cracking business book if you decided to write one.
Coming in 2022, it's I am writing.
No, that is... and I say that because I kind of had the idea you were going to write one. But no, it's, but I love the fact that you've learned from experience instead of other people. Because that, again, going back to being 100% you, you are you. You are your brand. You are. For the people who don't know about who they are and maybe want to tie their brand in with their personal brand, what tips have you got? Because you've got it nailed down.
Christ.
But what tips have you got for the person who looks at their brand and goes, do you know what? I don't resonate with that whatsoever. I want a fresh start.
Okay, with you saying that as an example, do it. If your brand isn't who you are and what you're meant to be and what you want to be, don't be it. No one's going to buy into it because you're technically a fraud. You know, that's technically what you end up becoming. You become a fraud. If you are classing yourself as a personal brand or, you know, you are just your authentic self, you know, you're not being authentic. Because you're being something that you're even knowing that you shouldn't be and that it's not what you want to be. Without sounding cliche, don't listen to people that say you should act this way, in this manner, in a certain room or whatever. I went to a new networking meeting today and I even said beforehand, instead of going, what's the format, what's the feel and how professional it is, I went, by the way, just so you know, I'm loud and boisterous and I swear a lot. I was like, just so you know, because that doesn't tie in with every format. And they was like, absolutely fine. Don't you worry about it. And then I elaborate. I was like, but I do understand if there's children in the background, people working from home, I do knock it on the head and stuff. I was like, but I do want you to know that without using the cliche word, I am disruptive. You know, that's what I am. Just be you. You know, that there is no other version of yourself. There is no one else that can be you. So just be you and you'll learn along the way. It won't come overnight. You won't be able to do it all. It will come gradually. It took me around 3 months to build Quack, to realize exactly... oh, what am I building? I'm just myself. That's all I'm doing. So it does take a little time, so don't worry about it.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. What does the future hold for you? Actually, I'm going to narrow that down. Next 12 months, what does it look like? Because you come across like a man with a plan. Flexible plan, a roadmap. 12 months. Let's go 12 months.
Okay, so launching my own nationwide business magazine. And the kind of sentence that actually started that was, I was looking at another magazine and it was expensive and I thought everyone deserves the right to market themselves without breaking the bank. And that's what ties in with me and everything is my biggest thing is affordability. That includes coaching, includes the whole shebang. I've got a business retreat at the end of May. Hopefully when the big C word is fucked off, that will go ahead. So I've got my business retreat end of that. I've got a podcast launching in 2022, I will have my second retreat. I'll be launching a summit. I know this is beginning, like when I'll be launching it. But what else am I doing? Writing my book, lots of networking. I'm a business analyst as well. So I do work with a lot of big corporate clients, including city councils, supporting the SMEs within their cities. So I'll be promoting that as well. To be fair, I haven't got New Year, New Me. We touched on it this morning. You know, I'm not doing new year, new me. It's in me, but I'm just going to keep doing what I am. Keep being me, keep growing myself and keep developing and just keep going down the path that I'm going down because it is working. And that's what matters to me in the minute. I'm not drastically changing anything. What's the point? What I'm doing is working. So I'm just going to keep doing that.
Brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Now, I've got two questions before we finish off. And you've mentioned we've been very business focused all the way through. But for me, it's all about growing yourself, growing your business and growing your community. We spoke about growing community in your early efforts, we spoke about your business. And you've already mentioned about not reading and that kind of stuff or reading different business books. But what do you do to take care of yourself during kind of when you are busy working?
So I have ADHD. Not severely, but I do have ADHD. So for me, one thing can knock my day. So, you know, for example, if one thing pisses me off, it can knock my mood, not for the full day, but maybe for a good 3-4 hours. And if that happens at 8 a.m. in the morning, I technically can't mentally start work till 12. So it's that point where dim the lights, some chilled music on, scrolling on my phone, scrolling on LinkedIn, scrolling whatever, maybe a bit of gaming. For me, it's, I don't have to just hit restart. I can't just flick a switch on and off. I kind of got to bring me back down to a level or bring me back up to a level. So then where I can go, right, let's look at my, because I work with lists. Let's look at my list. What can I do with this? And going from more, let's do this today to, right, I've got to get very methodical with this because once I start getting into things, I can do it. So for me, it's kind of what can I do to break my thought process of the fact that I need to relax. I need to chill out. I need to wind down. And normally for me, it is something disruptive. And normally gaming is very disruptive because all you can concentrate on when you're gaming is gaming. You try playing COD and you're thinking about what social media you're doing that week. It doesn't work. For me, I do several different things. And it just depends on my mood, but just do whatever you can to break your thought process. But by that, I mean where you can't think of multiple things at once. That's what I do.
Nice. Nice. I was going to go off on a tangent there, but I'm not. So I would say completely agree with you there, completely agree. And actually, there's so many people in terms of stuff. I'm going to break into the tangent quickly. So that guy that I know, you might know, Jay Unwin, he talks about extreme mindfulness. And actually, that's exactly it. It's just about focusing on one thing at one time. You do it with gaming. He does it with cold showers and that kind of stuff. But it's just about being singularly focused on that one particular thing to break that section.
I tell you what, I'll give one last tip on that for anyone that don't really know what to do. Biggest tip, and I don't care that it's winter at this moment in time of doing this, take your shoes off, take your socks off, and walk onto some grass.
Love it.
Reconnect yourself, ground yourself. Crunch your toes into the grass. Reconnect yourself, zen yourself, feel the grass. Your feet doesn't feel anything other than your socks and your shoes most of the time. And in your house, your carpet or your laminate flooring. Break the texture, break it, and just feel grass in between your toes or something. It really does just ground you, and it lets you just kind of have a zen moment to come back in and refocus. It is really good for grounding yourself.
Brilliant. And on that note, I'm going to ask you two last things because we have to come back for part two, dude, because this has been brilliant. So before we go into social links and websites and that kind of stuff, if I was going to ask you for your one big takeaway, what's your one big thing you want to share with peeps today? What would it be?
It's a quote from Roosevelt, and it ties in with my family, like my heritage I touched on, and a lot of other things to do with me and anyone else. But the quote is, "A smooth sea never made a skilled sailor." And if obviously with your listening, you'll know why that touches heart with me, but it really doesn't. And, you know, at the time of, once again, this being recorded, the previous year proved that. So a smooth sea never made a skilled sailor. And it's a good thing to remember. It really, really is when you go through a shit time.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Now, if people wanted to check out more about Quack, about Canon with a K, about what you're doing on your website, social media, that kind of stuff, where should they check you out?
So you can find me everywhere. So remember, it's Quack Talks, but Quack is spelled as Callum with a K. Because guess what? That is my name. It's Callum with a K, Quack Talks. That can be .com or with an @ at the beginning of it. And that'll be LinkedIn, Facebook. I'm starting Twitter again because apparently I need to. Instagram and everywhere. You can stalk me everywhere. You can even find me on TikTok with that handle. So you can find me everywhere with it.
Brilliant. And I'm sure I'll be talking to you later on in the year when I'll be talking about your retreats and your book and your magazine and all that kind of good stuff. Callum with a K. Cheers, dude. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Cheers. Thanks. It's been great.
And for the people who are watching and listening, thank you so much. Please check out Callum with a K. Remember Callum with a K, quack. And then, yeah, check him out. Thank you very much for everyone. Cheers, Callum, for joining us today. And see you next time for next Grow Show. Take care.
Growing. Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Grow Show. With new shows available every week, if you know anyone else who could benefit from these powerful insights, please share this podcast with them. And don't forget to subscribe.